You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Now, from policies and politics to products, like the chicken nugget. This week, food critic Ryan Sutton from the website Eater wrote the definitive ranking of fast food chicken nuggets. I'm going to read from it. Quote, "The nugget is a gateway drug, a young child's unwitting indoctrination into the corporate culinary industrial complex." Ryan, you go on to write that a nugget is not a chicken tender. So what is it?
A chicken nugget is slightly more complicated than a piece of chicken that's simply battered and fried. The simplest way to break it down is a chicken tender is probably something you can usually make at home, a little bit of effort. A chicken nugget is something that most people would not make at home. And that's why it's so good to eat it out at a delicious fast food establishment.
There is also something, I guess, about a chicken nugget that feels like a quintessentially American product. I mean, that's why we have you on a business show and a plate of chicken nuggets in front of us. But why do you think that is?
Gosh, I don't know. If you want to get truly philosophical about it, you think of old America. You think of manufacturing. The chicken nugget is not necessarily, you know, gastronomy the way it is manifested today, you know, by, you know, celebrity chefs with artisanal products who cut things with their hand, manipulate it minimally, and then cook it or fry it and serve it beautifully. A chicken nugget is part of the larger food industrial complex. It's a quintessentially American product to me because it has been manipulated. It has been taken from its natural state and it has been transformed.
Why did you decide to rate chicken nuggets? Like, what was the moment where that was like, oh, yeah, that seems like a good idea?
Well, good question. probably the catalyst for me to review chicken nuggets on this particular month was, I think one of my editors told me that Taco Bell was making chicken nuggets in the shape of a tortilla chip or in the shape of a nacho. And I thought, well, that sounds tasty. Or at least that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
And of course, I tried to find the tortilla chip chicken nugget. I couldn't because it's being test marketed in areas of the country where there is a lower density full-time food riders. There's probably a reason for that. And I decided, well, let me just review all the other chicken nuggets and put things in perspective.
Okay, who won?
Wendy's won.
Not McDonald's.
Not McDonald's. McDonald's, some would argue, has the cleanest flavor. That came in second place for me.
Didn't you describe it as like eating a golden retriever?
It's like eating a golden lab because it's so beautifully blonde. You know, chicken in its natural form has both a clean flavor and a little bit of a funky flavor, especially if you have some skin in there. McDonald's or any other chicken nugget is more of an example of chicken acting as more of a neutral flavor, a conduit for other flavors. The chicken nugget is probably best described as chicken pretending to be tofu, which is why I would argue that if you could make any food vegan or vegetarian in the next few years on a mass scale, it wouldn't be the worst thing if you made a chicken nugget vegan or vegetarian because you're not tasting the meat in the first place. And if you can save a few hundred thousand or million animals from getting slaughtered in the first place, why not do it and serve everyone tofu nuggets? And you know what? Probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference when you tried it.
Okay, I know Wendy's one. So we have in front of us McDonald's chicken nuggets, Wendy's chicken nuggets, and then we may never get the chicken nugget smell out of this studio. However, I'm going to reach across the table. We have a plate of chicken nuggets in front of us.
Try plain Wendy's, which I find to be the juiciest.
Shaped like, sort of like the state of Idaho. Okay.
This one
that tastes a little bit more like fried chicken, like actual fried chicken.
Fair enough. And it has, more than McDonald's, Wendy's has that brilliant bounciness.
Yeah, it's definitely bouncy.
It's like eating the chicken version of a dense marshmallow.
What has the response been? Have people been yelling at you on the internet?
Well, of course. You know, it's funny. I'm a professional food critic. I've been doing this for over a decade. And I can say reasonably nasty things about extremely high-profile restaurants in New York where dinner for two can easily cost over $800. And I'll have sometimes reasonably few comments in those pieces. But the second you start talking trash about someone's fast food chain, whoa, you better hide out for a while because people have serious opinions because fast food is the type of food that people grow up with. And I think more importantly, for a lot of people of many different income brackets, this is how they primarily interact with food outside of the home. It's a place for them to go quickly, eat food, and leave.
And it's cheap.
And I think that's one of the important things about food criticism, if we're going to continue to exist and for the next decade as journalism downsizes, is to simply be more ecumenical in our criticism. Because if film criticism can regularly have Hollywood movies as a steady dose of their diet, arguably, food critics can do the same with the Hollywood of their own industry.
Ryan Sutton is the chief food critic for Eater New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lizzie.
I'm going to go drink like a gallon of water now.
You should. It's a lot of salt in there.